This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The New York Knicks will announce later today that team president Phil Jackson and the franchise will part ways. ESPN reports the 71-year-old Jackson felt it was best that the Knicks let go of forward Carmelo Anthony, who refused to waive his no-trade clause. But conversations fast-tracked this week when owner James Dolan decided it would not buy out the forward, who has 2 years left on his contract, a deal worth $54 million. Ichiro Suzuki had a pinch-hit RBI single in the seventh inning to put Miami ahead, and the Marlins beat the New York Mets 6-3. Chris Young hit a three-run homer, Christian Vasquez went deep for the first time in more than a year, and the Red Sox beat the Twins 9-2 in a game delayed twice by stormy weather. Jose Abreu hit a game-ending two-run single off Dellin Betances, and the Chicago White Sox stopped a four-game losing streak with a 4-3 victory over the New York Yankees. Meanwhile, Jacoby Ellsbury of the Yankees has tied Pete Rose's obscure record for reaching base the most times in a career on a catcher's interference. Ellsbury did it for the 29th time when his bat tipped the mitt of the Chicago White Sox catcher. In the WNBA, the Los Angeles Sparks beat the Connecticut Sun 87-79. The Supreme Court will take up New Jersey's bid to allow sports betting at its casinos and racetracks. The justices said Tuesday they will review a lower court ruling against the state. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and supporters in the state legislature have tried for years to legalize sports gambling to bolster the state's casino and horse racing industries. The casino industry, after a period of job losses and closings, has lately been doing better. The court jumped into the case even after the Trump administration urged the justices not to get involved. The case will be argued in the fall. A former federal prosecutor says USA Gymnastics needs a complete cultural change to better protect athletes from sexual abuse. The review, released Tuesday by Deborah Daniels, recommends that all USA Gymnastics members be required to immediately report suspected sexual misconduct to legal authorities and the U.S. Center for Safe Sport. Daniels also suggested that USA Gymnastics prohibit adults from being alone with minor gymnasts at all times. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.